When two bombs went off at the Boston Marathon 1 week ago, many people turned to Twitter and Facebook for information. Similarly, when a young man went on a shooting spree in Newtown, Connecticut last December, the world watched in the aftermath in real time over social media. Charles Dumais, principal of Newtown High School, sent his first tweet after the shooting at 12:13 p.m. It read, "Newtown High School is no longer in lockdown. All students there are safe."
We have lockdown drills. They usually don't last very long. This was not a drill, and it was lasting a considerable time.
Dumais spoke Monday at a forum at Columbia University School for Journalism and Trauma. He says he wanted to keep a lid on information as events unfolded. Over the next few days, he wrote scores of tweets in reply to concerned citizens saying simply, "Thank you," or "Stay strong."
Our role as far as communicating was one of reassuring the community and the families, much more than it was delivering information.
Also on the panel, NPR senior strategist and media guru Andy Carvin. Carvin noted that several news outlets made false reports about the unfolding investigation in Boston last week. Likewise, in December, several organizations falsely identified the Newtown shooter as his brother.
The brother posted a message finally. He went public and said, "Stop harassing me. This isn't me. I'm not there." And I think that was one of the most egregious mistakes that day, because not only was he finding out that his mother was dead, his brother is dead, the brother was likely responsible for this atrocity, but now people were pointing the fingers at him.
Carvin said social media plus 24-hour news plus can resemble, quote, a game of telephone run amok. For a link to the entire discussion on media and Newtown, go to WNYC.org.